Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanige. My guest today is Dave Hickey. He is Executive Vice President and President of Life Sciences at BD. Dave, welcome back.
Jeff, good to see you again.
Good to see you again too. Now, the last time we spoke was late summer of 2021. At that time, BD had come out with if I remember correctly, emergency use authorization for the Veritor test, which was for both flu and COVID. By that point, the gravest danger seemed to have passed. And by this point, at least in my experience, most of the folks I run into are behaving as though the pandemic is over. I'm curious, and I know there's been a lot of developments on the testing side for BD. And I want to get into that. But first, I'm curious as to, just as a baseline, where you think we are in terms of the pandemic now. Are folks justified in thinking that, yeah, I don't have to worry anymore? I'm not going to get sick and die from COVID-19.
Right. No, Jeff, it's a great question. And I think our view on this is the COVID pandemic per se is not over as a pandemic, but we think it's sort of transitioning to an endemic state.
Okay.
So, you know, people are still getting COVID. If you look at some of the recent market data, there is still a sort of a low single digit positivity rate in the US. So people still need to be aware and where relevant, particularly if not vaccinated, take precautionary measures. But what we do sense is that, and particularly in a season right now in the US, where we're in that sort of typical respiratory season, where people might get a common cold or they might get flu, we do believe that the sort of testing or the potential standard of care for testing is going to be what we call these combination tests.
Okay.
So around flu and or COVID together. And, you know, you may have seen in the news sort of, you know, others refer to this thing as the triple-demic.
Right.
And that's exactly what that is we're in a respiratory season and multiple viruses could coexist.
Okay. And I do want to hear more about that. First, I'm curious, though, as to whether or not you're seeing the same sorts of variants emerge that was sort of complicating both vaccines and testing for a while. Has that continued, or have you settled into a situation where you basically know what you're testing for and you can find what you're looking for?
Yeah, definitely the latter. So obviously, you know, there are still the possibilities of variants, and you've seen pharmaceutical industry respond with these sort of what we call these bivalent vaccinations to try and accommodate for different sort of variant strains. One of the things that we always do with BD, whether it's our lab-based molecular test and or a point of care Veritor antigen test,
right,
we always do testing to make sure that if there is a new variant, the technology has the ability to pick it up and detect it.
Okay.
And we do that all the time.
Okay. And one last thing before we get into the whole testing issue. The Biden administration has announced that it's going to end the public health emergency in May 11th, I think. It may not, as I said, folks have seemed to gotten used to the fact that we've entered the kind of phase you've talked about. But my understanding also is that there are some federal sources of funding that may be ending with that. I'm curious as to whether you see that from BD's perspective or from other organizations' perspective. Is that a potential difficulty?
Yeah, we don't think so. Okay. So if you look at if you think about the relationship between a public health emergency and the emergency use authorization, they're sort of disconnected in a way. Now,
right,
there's a nuance there in that you need a public health emergency for the FDA to facilitate and enable emergency use authorization.
Right.
But from a go forward perspective, just because the PHE will be ending, the emergency use authorization does not. At a point in time, the FDA will issue what they call transition guidance that would sort of give companies like BD notification if and when an EUA may end. And then it would be up for BD to sort of, you know, take a decision on how do we then move that sort of EUA approved product into a formal regulated 510K device.
Okay.
But that transition guidance is not over yet.
Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about testing. Again, the last time we talked, BD had just gotten an EUA for the Veritor test, which was flu and COVID. First of all, there was a lot of concern back then about that sort of twin-demic kind of thing where folks would be getting both, or a lot of people would be getting one or the other. Number one, was that borne out? Was that something that actually did occur back in 2021 or into 2022?
So in 21, what I would say is the typical flu season was quite low, because at that point people were still taking a lot of precautions,
right,
relative to mask wearing, you know, and just general health and wellness. But as when you look at, let's say, fiscal 22 or calendar 2022, the year that's just ended, there was a flu season. And it, you know, one of the things that BD was able to do actually is we look at the Southern Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. So you think Australia, New Zealand, and of course, our summer is their winter for them.
Right.
So typically you can sense what might happen. And what we absolutely did see as we got into November, December, and it wasn't just flu. There was flu, there was COVID in children, there was RSV. There was a high rate of infection there. And what we did see was that a combined respiratory season started much earlier than normal.
Okay.
It sort of started in the mid to late November, carried on pretty intensely for about 6 to 7 weeks, and now it's softened out.
No. Okay. All right. And that the RSV is what was new for this season, if I remember correctly. I mean, it wasn't in our conversation the last time we spoke. BD now has a test, the respiratory viral panel, to test for COVID-19, influenza A and B, and RSV. Tell me about that. What was the genesis of that, and how does it work?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Jeff. So just to take a step back and look at the context. So when we talk about these combination tests, what that really means is the ability to be able to do a test from a single sort of nasal swab and look for three or four viruses in a single test at the same time.
Okay.
And again, for the audience and for the listeners, there is, you know, testing can take place in several areas. So there's obviously testing that can take place in a clinical laboratory. And for that, typically we would use our BD Max molecular platform, and I'll talk about the one that we've just got the EUA on, or it can take place at the point of care closer to the patient physician office lab. And that would be our BD Veritor rapid antigen test, where you get the results in 15 minutes.
Okay.
And really the unmet need that we were trying to solve for was, imagine that you're in this respiratory season or what was a typical flu season, and you become symptomatic. One of the questions that you'd want to know as a physician or a patient is, do I have COVID? Do I have flu? And if it's flu, is it flu A or B? Because the therapy treatment approach is different. Or do I even just have like a common virus, right? Or like a cold virus? So our goal for both the BD Veritor and the BD Max molecular platform was really sensing this sort of endemic combination test shift, was to develop this all-in-one test. So the one that you saw was got approval for just last week was four tests in one. And so to your point, it can do COVID, flu A, flu B, and RSV from a single swab in about just around 2 hours from a sample to answer.
Okay.
And of course, the benefit there is it meets that unmet need of wanting to know what somebody has got symptomatically. But the fact that it's a sort of a combination test, you get it's only a single test versus having to do three or four, stops you having to do three or four swabs. It increases the laboratory capacity to do more testing because you're getting four tests from a single sample.
Okay.
So that was really the design intent for that platform.
Okay. And these, just to be clear for our viewers, these are tests that require a lab. These aren't things that a patient can do on their own with the COVID tests that we've all gotten familiar with.
So great question. So it depends where the testing is done.
Okay.
So and how testing is paid for or reimbursed or what the standard of care is in given countries around the world. So for the one that we got approval on last week in the BD Max, if testing is mandated to be done in a clinical laboratory, then the sample would go to the lab. If people sort of wanted to do a flu and a COVID combination test, and that was the EUA that you referenced in your opening remarks, that can be done in a physician office lab or actually any lab that has got a special license to do flu and COVID testing nearer the patient.
Okay.
Obviously, We also had an EUA approved for an at-home test just for single COVID. And actually, just right at the end of January, we actually did file for an EU approval process for a combination test at home. So that's currently under review by the FDA.
Okay. And again, back when the COVID test first came out, there was questions about the accuracy. Some were more accurate than others. Obviously, you've got an emergency use authorization. The ones that you're developing must be pretty accurate. I'm guessing that if you test positive, you can be pretty sure that you're sick with something.
Exactly. For any of these emergency use authorization approvals, the FDA have clear criteria in terms of accuracy and sensitivity, and being specific that you're detecting the virus that you're actually looking for. So you've got to pass those performance bars in order for the FDA to grant authorization. So we're very confident in the clinical performance of the test. And you may recall that even for our BD Veritor COVID at home test, we also had sort of certain checks as part of that testing protocol to give the user or the patient confidence that they were doing the test correctly on a digital platform.
Okay. And are these multiple tests, for lack of a better word, is that the future? I mean, are you moving more in that direction rather than just testing for a single virus or a single condition?
Yeah, so we think both will emerge. We think both have a role to play. Obviously, when you look at sort of clinical efficiency, and you look at trying to make a lab more effective, the more tests that they can get off a single instrument like BD Max, the more tests that they can get off a single swab or a single sample, it can only be beneficial, right? Because it speeds up time to diagnosis, it increases capacity. There are certain tests, like we've also sort of talked about, that in the future, as we do more and more types of testing at home, now that we've got used to COVID, we've sort of indicated that strep throat, for example, could be a candidate for us. That would most likely be a single test because it takes a different sample.
Okay. And that brings up one of the questions I was going to ask, and that is about the attitude toward testing. Before COVID, I don't think I ever tested myself for any. In fact, I don't think I was ever tested for anything. but everybody's now used to, taking a COVID test. Some venues, for example, entertainment venues would require a negative test. You couldn't come into the country unless you had a negative test. That sort of thing seems to be, again, anecdotally in most folks' consciousness. Is that what you're seeing too? And what does it bode for the future of testing of BD's program, that this sort of mindset that I don't feel well, I should test to find out what's wrong with me, that's much more common than it used to be?
Yeah, I think it absolutely is, and I think that trend will continue over time. And I think if you think about it historically, if you've been a certain patient like a diabetic or something like that, you've tested your own glucose or your A1C for a long time.
Okay.
But really that sort of, let's say, infectious disease testing has never really been done at home.
Right.
But through COVID and through technology and things like that, and the simplicity of the technology, people have got comfortable with it. I know when we develop our test, for example, we do a lot of studies, what we call human factor studies or user experience studies, where we actually sort of get a lot of input and feedback from potential users around, was it easy to use? Was it quick enough for you?
Okay.
What questions would you have, that you'd like us to address? So I think as long as we put the right human factors in it, meet the right clinical performance, we definitely see at-home testing increasing. People that know BD well or sort of follow our sort of earnings calls and things like that will often hear us talk about a trend in healthcare called migration to new care settings, where sort of testing and other medical procedures will move potentially towards at home. There's also probably hybrid models that are going to occur. So as hospitals figure out how to manage patients remotely and decentralized at home, there might be some tests that are clinician guided, or where you might have a telehealthcare consultant or a visiting nurse to perform the sample collection. So I think there'll be a wide range, but ultimately the provision of care, the provision of testing decentralized, is definitely a trend that's going to continue.
Okay. And so folks are sort of mentally comfortable with this. What about physical comfort? I mean, if I recall correctly, that first PCR test was really unpleasant. where are you now in terms of what it, I mean, to the point where people didn't really want to get it because it was so, they had heard such horrible things about it that it was like, I don't want to deal with this. Where are you now in terms of making it so that folks are okay with getting these tests, just physically, from a physical standpoint?
No, for sure. And that's one of the things that we always look at as the potential of the design simplicity, you know, doing these human factor studies, and particularly for like testing at home, for example, or even this one that we got approved last week. Now it's just a simple nasal swab. So what you were referring to was when people were starting to first detect the virus, it was this nasal pharyngeal swab that went right to the back of the nasal cavity, had to be collected by a healthcare professional. You know, there are still certain tests, you know, that might require that type of sample just to collect the right amount of virus. But if you look at the combination test that we've just had approved on the BD Max, it's a single simple nasal swab. So that characteristic that you've done on the testing at home where you just rotate a swab five times, six times around each nostril, that same principle applies. Makes it much easier, much better experience.
All right. Interesting. And finally, before I let you go, again, on the BD Max, the EUA that just came out, what does that mean in terms of availability? Can folks get this test now? Whatever somebody watching this says, okay, that sounds good to me. Can they get it now?
Yeah, they would obviously talk if they were symptomatic and they felt that they wanted this type of test, they would just go to the physician or, you know, the primary care doc or whatever, and just ask for that test. You know, because we've just got the EUA approval, we're ramping up supply. So we think within the next couple of weeks, we'll be out there with this sort of inventory in clinical laboratories to do the test.
Okay. Well, I'll be interested in hearing that. And obviously in the time that between the two times we've spoken, a lot has happened. I hope you'll come back and share with us some new developments as things go along.
Absolutely, Jeff. Always a pleasure to catch up.
I'll be looking forward to that. Dave Hickey, Executive Vice President and President of Life Sciences at BD. Thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.